Hi, it's a pleasure to meet you. I could either be the greatest thing or your worst nightmare. Just listen up. Keep your ears open and keep your eyes open. Oof. I woke up an hour ago. Anyways, okay, so let's get down to business. And the business is, As of these days, it's hard to find somebody, you know? A lot of people are in a hookup culture because basically it's quite easy, you know, to get close to somebody. And personally, I think that's a valid reason. Personally, it's hard to get close with people these days because the conversations don't even last long, firstly. Like, the conversations are basic. So basic, you lose interest very quickly. And then that one person you want to talk to barely talks to you. And it's like, are you a bot? Or is this just, like, the world, the universe? Or is this just God or something? Like, just preventing this person from entering my life. Whatever the case may be. It's always a difficult wall with the ones that you want, but the ones that you don't want, it's easy access. It's crazy. It's odd. It makes you want to go deep into why it's happening to you personally. Like, what the hell? I mean, you want to find the person you're looking for that you want, actually, not just to put around your arms just to make you feel less lonely. Yes. And these days, it is very hard to find that person. It's very hard. It's easy. Some might say, but, you know, it's very hard. Especially in your hometown. When you go away, you end up running into some assholes, some more assholes, and, you know, bigger assholes, huge ones. But, I mean, eventually you'll stumble upon that individual. Hopefully they don't abuse you and stuff, or manipulate you, or whatever the case may be. Here are a few... Let me pull it up real quick. Here are a few real comments. Let me find it. Oh yeah, this is a script I wrote. Well, let's read it. Why not? I mean, we can make it a part of the episode anyways, because that's what the topic's about. You're alone because... A new year, but the same issues. Relationships. Yeah, that. I don't think one is even possible. I've personally only had two. Being alone might be the safest thing right now. I say that because everyone's mental. Here's real opinions from my friends. Ooh, no, let me say that better. Here's real opinions from my friends. Abby says, because the expectations are focused on physical appearance and short-term happiness, the emotional connection in a relationship this generation has basically been taught you can't trust anyone and you only have yourself to rely on. So the fear for most people of opening up and being vulnerable and fully trusting someone for the rest of their life scares them off, therefore leading to short-term fun and moving on to the next big thing. When they get bored with what they have found, so they don't have to commit to the one person. And then there's another response from her. This generation chases after the best thing. In some cases, that's good, like career-wise and such. But it's also terrible when it comes to relationships. The economy is also vastly different than it was years ago. So now everyone is focused on working to live and not living to work. Longer days, less downtime, and that also sometimes has a negative connection with relationships. Keith, aka Jersey, says, whether people choose to believe it or not, our mental states are technically de-evolving back to the times where we were trying or supposed to have our life figured out by the time that we were 18, and supposed to be making millions by the time we were 23, and be rich as fuck by the time that we're 30. That's everybody's mentality, is money, 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 money. And not taking your time slowly to figure shit out. His second response is, Not to mention that the media and movies over the years growing up like me, big companies like Disney promoting cheating and going against your spouse. If you pay attention closely, in almost every love movie or love romance, whether the fuck you want to call it, or whatever the fuck you want to call it, most movies I've seen, especially from Disney, they promote cheating. Shania's response: the problem is everybody wants to be loved, but not nobody wants to actually look vulnerable. I fucked that up. Let me try that again. The problem is everybody wants to be loved, but nobody wants to actually look vulnerable, which is very true. Nobody wants to look vulnerable. And yes, people think about money a lot more than they do people and actual love. There's a difference between being focused and driven, and there's also a difference between being an asshole and daddy's trust fund baby. Forget what I just said. Anyways, Patrick's response, aka Noah's response, is, okay, so dating in 2025 is constantly difficult due to a few factors. Prevalence of online dating apps, high expectations, and I think gender roles conflicting. And also, I think social media ghosting culture, a focus on immediate gratification. So I see it's just a few reasons why even relationships in digital age play a role. Okay, so these comments are similar because it's this generation. It's basically the problem with this generation. They mostly care about looks, they care about material things, they care about being desired. Well, there's a lot of things. This time period, era we're in, everyone is all about themselves. Yes, self-love is necessary, but let's be real here. Some know what that is and others do not know what that is. Because they change their appearance for... They change their appearance for literally anybody. Just to feel validated or desired. It's sad, pathetic. And yes, some of you need to get over yourself. Just because you look good does not mean you're unique. There are a million other copies of you out there. And the problem is, some people who think that they look so good. Oh my gosh. Let me get started on that. Because, like, it's just crazy. Like, yes, you've changed your appearance, your looks, your facial features, and even your body, but that's just a glow-up, not even you evolving. Some of you seem to think that you have power over people just because you look a certain way, or you look good. Doesn't even matter. I've witnessed a lot of people who looked attractive be abused, cheated on, manipulated, and used by. Same with people you might think are unattractive. They too will deal with, and I'm not saying y'all are ugly out there, I'm just saying the ones who are least desirable deal with the same thing too. Because at the end of the day, we're all people, we're all human. Of course we're going to deal with the same crap sometimes. Sometimes we won't, sometimes we will deal with the same things other people are dealing with. You know, it's a small world. It's a big world, but it's a small world at the same time. Same issues, same situations, whatever. You know, it's just like, no matter what the case may be, it happens because of the direction we're going as a generation. TikTok and other social medias pushing certain looks. Movies pushing fantasies, false desires into the viewer's mind. And hookup culture is being praised, as we know. Because in reality, it's very hard to find somebody. Very hard. I mean, hookup culture is the closest thing to being intimate or to feeling somebody. Yes, relationships exist. Yes, in the gay community, hookup culture is very, you know, very, very active. But, you know, the relationships do exist. Marriages do exist. It's just, it's like, well, we're stuck in this, you know, we're stuck because we're so used to doing hookup culture. We're just stuck in that mindset. Or that's all we know. The closest thing to intimacy, we never really had a normal, you know. Because it wasn't treated with the most respect. I don't know. That's a whole story for itself. Another time I'll talk about it. It's hard to find a relationship out here. So shaking ass and slinging sausage is the only way to find validated. Or to feel validated. To find validation and to feel validated. Because the people care more about sexual activity than the person. Also, some people who use their looks, like some content creators online, use their body, face, feet, and ass for attention, but, like, if that's all you are known for, then expect comments based on that, you know, content. Expect responses based on your content. Like, look, you don't have to overshare. You don't have to do too much. You could just, you know, add a little bit of versatility. Ooh, I was struggling there. Add a little bit of versatility, you know, into what you're doing. You know, you don't have to always show some ass just to make some change happen. Just to get some change, just to get by. You could also make music. Do something creative. You have a creative bone in your body. Use it. Use it. Yeah. Let's be clear here again that these desirable people are not actually desired in that way, in the way you think. Yes, some people are acting up in comments about how they want to this, do that, and you to fuck this, fuck that, be nasty with it. You know, they aren't looking for anything serious except for a good time. Others might claim that they are, but their reasons for being in a relationship are selfish and one-dimensional. Looks are why they want to get with you, but do they know who you are generally from the inside and out? Do they know who you are? Are they saying yes because you look sexy and feel sexy and taste sexy? Are they tolerating you to keep you around as their own sexual chocolate run? What if you do this to your appearance? What if you do that to your appearance? Will they still love you? Will the love still be there? These are questions you should ask when you're in a relationship and all you saw was looks and nothing more. Well, all they saw as well. Vice versa. You know, you get what I'm saying, basically. Okay? Yeah. Like, don't let others ruin your fun. Wear what you want and do whatever you want. These people probably have issues with you because they were once you and didn't have the confidence or ability to take control of their narrative. They should cheer for you, for being you and loving yourself. If they have nothing better to do than to, you know, trash on you, then continue to let them hate. Until they self-destruct. Boom! Because that's all they're going to do. They're so worried about what you're doing, yet they're not focused on their life. Their life is shitty, but they're more focused on trying to shit on your life as well. Like, get your shit together and we could both be, you know, happy. Alright? Like, you don't have to be miserable, okay? You could be happy. You choose that path by doing the most outlandish, stupid things that causes your life to be as shitty as it is now. Okay? Alright. So, like, okay. That was chapter one, just letting you know. Chapter one, pretty privileged. Pretty privileged whores. Alright, so we're moving on to chapter two. I didn't say chapter one, I forgot. Well, I'm reading from a script, so, you know, stick with me here. I wrote this down. Okay, you could say this podcast is terrible or whatever. I don't give a damn. This is my first podcast. Give me a break. Anyways, chapter two, Gen Z love. Love does exist, but you have to find it. I had to laugh. Hope you can cause... I should have added a comma. Hope you can, because it's one in a million. Everyone wants someone to come to. What the fuck did I write? Hold on. Okay. So love basically exists, alright? And it's out there, somewhere. It's definitely not in your hometown, that's for sure. Because you hooked up with all the people there. Guys, girls. You've done... Or you haven't. Or you just know that they're bullshit. And they're all about just sex, pretty much. And you're not going to find any value or nothing in them. In a relationship with them, whatsoever. So anyways, hometown, out of the question. But outside of your hometown, somewhere else, somewhere new, where people don't know you. That's where you will find your potential. Or maybe another hookup. Whatever the case may be. But love does exist. But you have to find it. Hope you do. Because it's one in a million. And everyone wants someone to come to. Everyone wants someone to come home to. Everyone wants someone to cuddle with, you know, on the couch, watch a nice movie, you know. Everyone wants someone. Yes, they want someone. And yes, love does come to you if you aren't looking for it. And a lot of people are looking for it, which is why love is running away. Because love is like, you're too clingy. You're not ready for this real love. Because if you were really ready, you would take the time to love yourself rather than just go chasing after some stranger because you think they look good. And that's where looks play a role. Looks attract people, but love really brings them home. Love should have brought you home last night. But you were too busy chasing after that hoe because she looked good. She looked sexy. And that's your problem. She didn't want you. She wanted the next guy. But you wanted her because she looked good. But your real love is at home, waiting for you to come on home and get some of this loving. But a lot of you are so entitled, so about manipulating other people just because you're getting all this attention and, you know, you feel so attractive. You feel like the best thing in the world right now because you're getting so many likes, so many messages, DMs, whatever the case may be. What makes you so special? Huh? You out here posting thirst traps and your ass is still single. Make it make sense. Because it definitely don't make sense to me. Where the fuck is your boo at? Because she sure ain't here. He sure ain't here. And you're still posting thirst traps? Well, sweetie, let me tell you something. You're not desired in the way you think. Once these people use you, they're going to move on to the next thing. And if you think that they aren't, think again, bitch. Okay? Think again. You think you're desired that way? They'll use you as a sex toy. When they're done ejaculating, when they done bust a nut or whatever, she creamed, she's done, he's done busting a nut, they're gone. That's it. That's what you want to be desired like? A dildo? A pussy pocket? Because that's all you're going to be treated like. That's not love. That's just you being used as a sex toy, a sex object, objectified. I mean, by all means, go right ahead. But it doesn't mean you're valuable. It doesn't mean you're treated with the most respect, because you're not. They'll talk shit about you for all you know. They'll say that your pussy stinks. Hell, they'll say that your dick stinks. They'll say things like that. They'll say all kinds of shit behind your back. And you think that you're desired because you're letting people bust inside of you 24/7 every day? Oh, I mean, you're a dirty bitch. I said what the fuck I said, because I'm a cunt talking. It's in the title. You should read sometime. But, yeah. You whores want love, but don't make the effort. I'm talking about men and women. Shit. Like, you all alter your body for what? I mean, bitch, you look like the other bitch that I just saw after scrolling through so many of them copycats. Like, come on, you're not the only one out here that looks good, maybe in your universe, but as far as I'm concerned, bitch, you're just another copycat, another Barbie doll on the fucking shelf, another Ken on the fucking shelf with a small ass dick. Anyways, where was I? Oh, yeah. But yeah, what makes you so special, huh? Most of the time, we're on terrible apps like Tinder. You match, and then you're done. Texting doesn't last long because the conversation is dry. The conversation is in question. This is the conversation. Hey, what are you doing? Nice. How are you? You're so beautiful. Small, useless talk like that will get you nowhere. Hell, won't even get you laid. Yeah. What the fuck is that in my hand? Oh shit. So yeah, it seems to me that everyone has unrealistic expectations. And what are those unrealistic expectations? You expect someone I don't know, someone like Erin Taylor Johnson or Scarlett Johansson, Megan Thee Stallion, Nicki Minaj, or someone. I'm not even. Ice Spice. Should we? Anyway, you expect someone as fine or as sexy to just automatically approach you. Oh, look at me hyping them up. You shouldn't chase after that, because first off, they're nothing but looks. They're plastic. They're plastic. They're nothing more. I mean, they got this audience online, and then they're nothing. I mean, they're making content. I mean, it's selling a fantasy, yes. And half the time, they lie about their fantasies. Shit, having you pay hell, they're gonna end up having you pay $200 for a 2-second video. Imagine that. Because there's a lot of people out here who are desperate because they can't find anybody to cuddle with that night or somebody to be close to. And this is what their coping mechanism is, going online, talking to these bots that they think are the content creators. They're not. They're not. Because, honey, those are probably the bots and the managers, in those private messagings, just texting you. Well, they are, really. I mean, they're selling you content. They're trying to get your money, not your dick, not your personality, not your digits. They're not trying to get you. They're just trying to get your money. What's in your wallet? That $100 bill, they're trying to get it. Those $2, they're trying to get it. They're trying to make ends meet. It's crazy out here. People are trying to get paid. Money, money, money. But yeah, people have very high expectations, and it's crazy. It's pathetic. It's pathetic. You have high expectations and you aren't even worth the expectations. What? I mean, you aren't even worth it. I don't know if I'm making sense anymore or whatever. Because, okay, you got people on Grindr, Tinder, and they really think that they're all that in a bag of chips. Hell, you're not even Pecan Sandies. What the fuck? You're not. Look. You have all this attention now, but you will not have it years later because people are going to forget about you. Hell, I think this year people are going to forget about everybody who sells a fantasy, who acts like a cocky asshole, who just thinks the world war who thinks the world revolves around them. I think personally you need to get your head out your ass because personally, you're not all that. You won't be all that. And you're not gonna tell me what the fuck to do, that's for sure, just because you look good. Hell, I'll throw some hot ass grease on your damn face and make you look like smeared up makeup. Hell, look like Chucky from Child's Play, what was it, 2? 3? Where his face was melted. Or like he had all that fucking melted ass plastic on his face. Well, no, yeah, his face was melted because that heat hit his face. That's what he gets. Trying to kill somebody's child. The fuck? But I love his movies. Child's Play. 1, 2, 3. Chucky. Oh, Bride of Chucky. I'll look at that movie again and again and again. Don't. Doom, doom. Doom, doom. Doom, doom. Like, okay, so is, I just think most of y'all need to focus on what you need to get done, like getting a house, getting, you know, not a house, but an apartment, affordable apartment, something. Just getting your career in check, just doing things for yourself right now, because, like, just chasing after somebody is just ridiculous. I wouldn't do that. I'm not going to do that. If it's, like, a hookup thing, sometimes you got to chase because you got to, like, get these people's attention, like, hey, you comment, I mean, you message me, da-da-da, you know. Actually, no, don't chase, period. Sometimes you have to, though, because, like, again, well, just, actually, don't. I don't know why I keep saying sometimes you have to. You don't. Forget what I said. Uh-oh, who's this? Never mind. Sorry, I was on Grindr. Somebody sent me a message. Yeah, I'm still on Grindr. Don't come find me. Huh. Don't. I'm gonna delete it. Tinder. I'm gonna give you a few more months to unban me, because first off, I didn't do anything. You're not telling me what I did specifically. Same with DoorDash, too. Not telling me specifically what I've done, therefore it's invalid. So, I mean, you put that in your contract just to be funny. I'm gonna kick y'all asses in the future. Tinder, count your motherfucking days. DoorDash, count your motherfucking days, because I'm coming for y'all asses. Anyways, oh, and AT&T, I'm coming for you too. Don't think I forgot about you sitting in the corner acting like incognito, acting like nobody don't see you. I see you loud and clear. Yeah, I owe you money, but you're the one who kept on cutting it back on after I owed you. Like, who does that? Anyways, you know, count your motherfucking days. I'll give you your money. I'll give you your money, all right. I'm gonna beat your ass in front of your house when I get there. Shit. I'm on some ghetto-ass shit right now. I'll stop by your motherfucking house and stalk across the street in the van, in a black van. Got my gun and my pistol ready. Well, I don't have any of those, but, you know. Pull up! Anyways, back to the topic, because I got sidetracked. I'm sorry. But yeah, so, like, I personally think people just, let's talk about it. Talk about what exactly? It hit my mind. A lot of straight dudes, I said what I said. Well, sit down, let me continue. A lot of straight dudes have been going online, showing a bunch of feet pics. Like, they'll do the feet pics, and then they'll have, like, a flexing arm up in the air, and then, or they'll have a middle finger on the, like, they'll have both sometimes, or they'll just have a middle finger. Like, it's some cocky shit. It's like, bitch, we're paying your bills. I mean, you disrespect us once, we're out of here. Well, not all of us, because some of us are desperate enough to stay for that kind of bullshit. I'm the desperate gaze. I'm calling you out, because some of y'all be in the comments hyping these motherfuckers up so much, and then when they disrespect you, you want everybody to come to your rescue. Like, no. No. You like that. You supported them when we were going against them. Now you're going against them, and you want everybody behind you supporting. Bitch, you're on your own. Bye. Because, like, here's the thing. A lot of them get offended when you, like, talk your shit about them. And they act like they're so close to these people. You aren't fucking friends. You're a customer. The fuck? Learn the difference. It's like going to a retail store, buying an item, and then having a conversation with the employee. The employee don't give a fuck about you. We're just listening because we have to respect the damn customer. That's the policy. shit. That's exactly what's happening online. You think they're good. You think because they like your message. It's the content creators like my messages all the time. I don't think it's special. I'm not going to go and be like, hey, you want to hang out next Tuesday? I'll fly into San Francisco, you know, just to meet up with you guys. Yeah, like, what day specifically? The times of, you know, will you pay for my room and stuff since we're, like, best friends? Like, bitch, y'all ain't close. Oh, I'm sorry. There's so much noise going on right now. But you get what I'm saying, though, right? Who is this heifer? Who keeps... Hold on, wait a damn minute. Who is that that keeps... Oh, okay, okay. I was about to say, because you came here twice around down this road. Why are you coming back around here again? I'm recording in the car, just so you know. Ghetto as fuck, but anyways, it's the only privacy I can get right now, because I don't have my own space. Ooh, I'm telling too much business. Shut the hell up. Anyways, so... so, like, a lot of you are desperate. And it shows, and we all tell you over and over, like, bitch, you're a dick rider, you're an ass kisser, like, stop eating ass, stop eating these content creators' ass so much, like, come on, they're doing the most, they're disrespecting you and shit, and yet you're still taking it, and then you complain about everybody else being homophobic and stuff. Bitch, that's quite equivalent, if you ask me. I mean, it's disrespectful either way. Because, yeah, they're selling you false fantasies. Oh, wait, no. Yes, they're selling you fantasies, but there's a line between fantasy and a scammer, okay? If they're telling you something, if they're telling you one thing, and they're doing a complete opposite that they're doing on their page, like they're doing a complete opposite on their page, then that's a scam. Because they're scamming you out of your money. They're telling you one thing, and then they're showing you something else completely different. It's like, that's not what you promoted. That's not what you advertise. Like, come on now. And a lot of content creators do that. Not everybody, but some. Some. The keyword, some. So don't go saying, I said everybody. Especially if you can't listen to the whole damn podcast and you got a little bit of information and already formed your opinion. Like, don't be a dumbass. Oh, wait. We have a lot of those. My mistake. I'm sorry. I called y'all out there. Hey. Anyways. I could be a dumbass too, but anyways, I'm not one right now, though. Because I'm speaking my opinion. These aren't facts, these are my opinion. If you agree with it, cool. If you don't, okay, move on. Anyways, so I just think that a lot of straight dudes are personally, like, jumping on a train too quickly, too much. There's too many of y'all. Like, we get it, money's scarce right now. Everybody needs money. But, like, at the same time, a lot of you are doing the same thing. And, like, if one of you aren't doing what the other is doing, then we move on to the other. Because, like, if someone's doing a lot more than what you're doing, hell yeah, we're going to move on to that one. We're going to see what you're about first. If you ain't giving it your all, we're moving on. Bye. Because one thing about this is that y'all go online, create OnlyFans, and think you're going to do some slick shit. Thinking it's going to be that easy just to earn a coin? Nah, son. Nah. You signed up for something that you weren't even prepared for. You're uncomfortable. But that's okay. It takes time to get comfortable. So we're giving you time. But once that time passes, like 2 years, a year, few months, hell. Are you comfortable now? Oh, you still aren't comfortable? Then, bitch, why are we paying for you? I mean, I thought you were about that life. I thought you said you were going to take some time to get comfortable. And then your shit is all over the media. And you're trying to, you know, change. And people don't care about a digital footprint anymore. Hell, they just do it and then they think we're going to forget automatically. Like, come on now. And a lot of you seem cocky. And then, you know... I look at Nico Aesthetics, love his content, and he came with the receipts. He comes with the receipts, and yet those motherfuckers still deny the truth. You have people like that denying the truth. Hey, Nico Aesthetics, if you ever listening, hey, I mean, I doubt you would be listening to this. I doubt anybody would be listening to this. But I'm going to still do it. But, ooh, I sound corny. Anyways, but yeah, hey. But, like, a lot of them really are full of it. Really are full of it. And I'm just like, huh, get over yourself. Okay? Because eventually you're going to be forgettable. Bye-bye. But I just think a lot of you straight dudes aren't about that life. But, I mean, you take those shots and take those Viagras, whatever you need to do, and then you're about that life. Okay, so yeah. But I don't know, you're not about that life, though. Like, you guys, it's a facade. It's a facade. Definitely. Like, I don't know. It's just like, I know you guys are performers. And yes, you guys are straight. A lot of times it feels like imposters. Yes, I'm only here for the content, as everybody should. But also at the same time, don't mix the two together, your personal life and your content. Because then it's going to be a lot of drama. Because, like, which one are you? Is this a fantasy or this is your reality? Okay? You're saying that you're gay, bi, and then you say you're straight. Oh, who's Timothy? Oh, yeah, that one dude. What's his name? Not Timothy Chalamet. Not Shawn Mendes. Definitely not Shade, for sure. Well, let me follow, because, like, yeah. I'm not going to tell you who I follow. Anyways, let me find him. What's his name? Timothy. I can't find his name. But he pops up every once in a while. I followed him. But he keeps changing his sexuality, like, over and over. Over and over. Nico Aesthetics will explain more on his channel, because he has a lot of videos explaining why this dude, Timothy, is just ridiculous. Ridiculous. Changing his sexuality. Like, dude, are you selling a fantasy or this is just real life? I mean, yes, I know they're doing content, but, like, you saying in real time that you're, like, you know, like, which one is it? Like, you're bi, you're straight. Who cares? Like, okay, we don't really care, but which one is it? What are you? Like, you just change it every time. Like, we're not focused on your sexuality. You're making us focus on your sexuality by posting about it. We see it on our feed. We follow you for your content. But then you post this crap. Of course we're going to see it. Of course we're going to tell you our opinions. It's on our feed. We followed you for content. Of course we're going to see it. Duh. So, like, yeah, of course. We're not making it the main focus. You are, because you're posting about it. Okay? And you're making it the focus because you want us to know, because you're saying it. But you keep switching it up. Like, which one is it? So then we're, like, confused. We're just trying to get to the bottom of what you are. But at this point, you're just confused. I don't know. You could even go by no label. Who cares? Fuck who you want, like who you like, whatever. I know a lot of discreet men who likes that. Who, there's a, I could go into another podcast about that. But there are a lot of men out there who wants to fuck with who they want to fuck with and who wants to love who they want to love on. But they don't want the label because that's not who they are. If they didn't say specifically what they are, then you don't say anything. We just respect them. You can say later on what you want to say, but don't say it around them. But in the end, I understand personally why. And, you know, you got to understand for people's different, from people's perspectives and stuff. And if you can't, oh well, that's a you problem, personal problem. You know, because everybody needs to learn something new. Everybody. They claim that they learned, they know, that they still need to learn. But yeah, personally, that's what all I gotta say, pretty much. I think. Oh yeah, but, like, yeah, a few of these individuals, like, a few of them, just like they're just, you know, they're not about that life. just period. Some of them aren't about that life. They create online content and thinking that it's going to be easy peasy, easy street. Like, they're just automatically going to get a paycheck. Like, come on now, we pay your bills. Let's be clear. If the content ain't good, it's just not good. We're going to talk shit somewhere else. I'm not going to tell you the website, but we talk a lot of shit. Well, I don't. But they do. And I like their comments. So technically, I am talking shit, but, like, not really doing the effort of commenting or anything. So, yeah. But, yeah, I like it because you get to know information before you subscribe. Because what you're not going to do is scam me out of my fucking $20. Bitch, I need money too, just like you need money. So don't play that shit where you are more important. What's so special about you, boy? Girl? But I've been on the men's side mostly. I don't know what's going on the women's side. I'm just going to be honest. Because that's just gay. I like men mostly, so... I mean, I'll check out the women's side, see what's going on there, because But I'm pretty sure they're thriving a lot more, because you pay for pussy. You don't pay for men. No offense. I mean, you could sell it, but let's be clear. Something I already have versus something I don't have. I get it. No offense, but I get it. Why they would pay for vagina and not dick, because you already have one. And these guys, oh yeah, what's with the cult, by the way? It's like a damn cult. A lot of muscular dudes, a lot of muscular white dudes at that. And also, what's with the obsession of, like, white dudes? I'm just saying. I said what I said. There's literally, and yes, black men are sexualized, well, fetishized, mostly, but let's be clear, they confuse the two. Fantasize, sexualize, romanticize, they confuse it all, and it leads to fetishizing, I can't say the word right, fetishing, we're just gonna say it, leads to fetishing. They just want to include us to make diversity known in that area, to make it known in that area. To make it seem like it's present. We know. Oh, yes, they know, but they don't care. That's what they really don't care. Mostly white men are desired. Let's be clear. We see it everywhere, social media, whatever. It's there, obviously. But they aren't desired in the way that they think. Because, yes, they could get in a relationship, but it'd be abusive. Or they get cheated on. It's the same thing, literally. They just, like... Okay, and you think you're special? You're not. You're not. But more of the story is, and I could go into this more, just because you look good does not mean you have power. Does not mean you can manipulate people. Does not mean you can control people. And a lot of you who get in relationships are being controlled sometimes because you look good. And they feel that they could take control of you. They think that you're a toy. You're their own personal toy that they could use anytime they please. I just think some of you who are in a relationship right now are in it for the looks. I think that's the case right now. That's why some of you have relationships. Others have relationships right now. Because they're actually in love. There's two different things. I know what looks look like in a relationship. And I know what love looks like in a relationship. Like, I can see the difference. We all can. Like, it's there. Because I'm like, what if these people change their appearance? Will they still have that same love there? I think not. Some of them will. Others will not. But, whatever. I mean, there's nothing wrong with liking an attractive person. But just know this, that when it happens to you, don't get mad. Just be like, okay, move on. Because there's people for everybody. And if you think that you're the most desired, or you think that your body type is only supposed to have love and nobody else, ha! Bitch, you're nothing but a housewife, let's be clear. If you got them, if you could fit in panties, men or women, and you can get on your knees, and them knees are very clear. Shoot, if them knees are very healthy looking, like moist, moisturized, got lotion on, not dirty, you could be a housewife, regardless of who you are. I mean, personally, you could be somebody's bitch. That's not a relationship. That's just you being a hoe. I'm done here for now, because this is my very first episode, and I might record something else after this, so I don't know. But that's all I have for now. And if I fucked up, or if I messed up, or if you think you have opinions, or, be sure to talk to me, All right, be sure to comment, talk to me, tell me what I missed, what you want to hear in a podcast. I'll be sure to talk about it. Sure, why not? I'm bored. Why not? I've been wanting to do this for a while, and I just wanted to do this without editing as much, but I'm gonna do the best I can, edit a little bit, or keep it raw. I don't care regardless, as long as you can hear my voice and the message I'm trying to explain to you. All right. Get the fuck out. Bye. And make sure you subscribe and like. Oh, wait, this ain't YouTube.